All right, Kevin, you're going to have to help me out here. You're going to have to help me out. How on earth does a team go 4-for-19 with runners in scoring position, leave 13 men on base, and still score 10 runs?
Yeah, well, I think that has a lot to do with Pop, Swanson, and Green. I mean, let's be honest. Like, when you come out, you don't throw strikes. When you do throw strikes, they're right down the middle. You know, this thing that, you know, when you have to go out as a contender thinking that you can win a World Series like the Phillies, Jeff, that's why we have been saying on our show forever, you go out and have to pay or overpay for dudes that can do exactly what Schwarber did today. Hit three homers, hit the biggest one when it mattered the most. That's exactly why you overpay for him.
So I guess we could say it was Pop goes the lead, right?
Ha-ha! Did you write that down?
I did write it down. 10-9, the Philadelphia Phillies come back to beat the Toronto Blue Jays in the first of two games at the Rogers Center. It is Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker. The numbers, as always, 416-870-0590, star 590 on your cell, 1-888-666-0590. It's been a while since we've talked to you post-game, so anywhere you want to take this conversation, feel free to do so. The Jays had 6-1 and 8-4 leads. They tied a franchise record in the first inning with 8 hits, part of that 6-run first inning. But, you know, look, I understand everybody says this in hindsight. But I honestly didn't feel when it was 6-1 after the first. Like, at no point was I writing down, you know, 68 and 72 in my scorebook here.
Well, I think that's because Chris didn't look like the Chris that we saw in his last outing, right? I mean, it was, you know, the sinkers that he wanted up, they weren't up. They were more middle away. When he wanted it down and away, it was more middle away. Like, it was missing just enough. When you miss just enough against a team that's balanced like the Phillies, and basically 1-7 can take you deep, and the adding and subtracting and, you know, sort of off balance pitches that you need to throw in certain counts and being unpredictable, if not all the time, Chris just didn't have it tonight. And that's why it was, you know, what was it? 10 hits, 2-for-12 runners in scoring position, 27 batters and 5 1/3. That's a lot. Like, you know, he was grinding. Like, you know, he gave everything he had, I think, just trying to locate and add, subtract. And again, if he doesn't have his sinker, you know, and then he has to throw things he quite frankly don't want to throw in counts that he'd be throwing his sinker, and then he throws breaking balls right. I mean, you know, Chris mentioned it there, you know, the slider that was middle down, the hanging cement mixer that Schwarber got jiggy with on it in the first inning. Like, it's, you know, it's just, again, this is – we've been saying this forever, and this is why teams go out and overpay for these thumpers. Like, when it's 6-1 – opposing fans don't feel comfortable because here they come in a row. Like, there's 4 or 5 of them, and that's what the Phillies got. And I think that's why a lot of people that cover baseball picking the Phillies to win the whole thing.
Yes. You know, without question, Kyle Schwarber going into tonight had hit his last home run on August 14th. His home run before that was August 7th. He had 3 home runs against the Dodgers. So August 7th, 3 home runs against the Dodgers. August 14th, 1 home run. September 3rd, 3 home runs against the Blue Jays.
And, yeah, you can get him out. I mean, if you make a good pitch, you hit your spot, you're going to get him out. He's just like every other hitter. But if you don't and you miss a little and he is on time and he's trying to pull everything, I know all them balls that he hit are to the pull side, but he ain't trying to pull those. Like, he's just taking a nice little easy fluid swing, you know, and he's catching it out front. And when he catches it out front and they're not located, he's getting jiggy with it.
Now, we do have to give a couple of offensive shout-outs to the Blue Jays.
There was a lot of
Yes, there were. Varsho, Barger again, and Guerrero with 2-run home runs. Addison Barger leaving the game with what is being described as knee discomfort. I believe it's left knee discomfort. You know, I mean, we've talked about, we spent a great deal of time talking about Addison Barger on Blair and Barker today. Now, he did commit an error in the game as well. But, look, Kevin, this guy's it's pretty clear that this guy's going to get a lot of opportunity at third base.
He's in September. Yeah, he's got left. Well, I mean, we just talked about lefties with the Phillies and the balance of the lineup, mm-hmm. and you know what the pitchers on the opposing side have to do, even when they're left-handed. They don't have to be great left-handed. Like you know, the difference in throwing a slider away to a righty and now having to go 12-6 breaking ball to a lefty is not the easiest thing to do, right? One's a mm-hmm. grip and rip it pitch, the other one's a field pitch. Like you got to have pitchability because it's a balance in the lineup, and having a dude who can bridge you. If you miss spots, and because he's left-handed, it's a big deal. You know, the Varsho at bats are getting, boy, that's good stuff, Jeff. I mean, how many times now have we started to see him? We saw him hit a home run to left center. We saw him tonight mm-hmm. hit the longest home run he's hit all year to center. Finally, he's getting off his backside, right? He stopped doing that stride separating thing. Now he's standing a little taller. It's a little bit more fluid. He's more balanced. He's getting off his backside, like I said, which allows him to keep his hands inside the ball, which forces his barrel in the zone longer. That's why now he's capable of staying up the middle the other way. That's what it's all about, right? Just because of what your lower half is doing, everything else is going to follow. It's almost like it's just too easy, right? It's like sometimes you overthink it, you try too hard. Now it's just fun to watch him go up, and it's not, you can actually see him processing it. It's actually just going up see ball, hit ball, because now he's found something that he's comfortable doing, and it's second nature to him, which is kind of fun to watch. And then you watch that big boy at first, man. He's hitting balls that most humans shouldn't be hitting that hard. Like, I mean, it's just consistently where the balls are going, right? Pitcher's pitches, he's hitting that for base hits up the middle. You know, you elevate something with lack of velocity, he's going to hit a home run to left. Just the effortless timing of the lower half, you know, allows him to use his trigger and throw the hips at the baseball. I mean, it's something special.
Yes, it is. 416-870-0590, *590, 1-888-666-0590. It's a quick edition of Blue Jays Talk tonight. The Jays 10-9 losers to the Philadelphia Phillies. The second game of the series will go tomorrow at 3:07. Jason Stark weighing in. Of course, you knew Jason Stark would be watching this game. Jason Stark on Twitter. Kyle Schwarber's box score line, 6 at-bats, 4 runs, 5 hits, 6 RBI, 3 home runs. He says, it's a lot, box score line you don't see much. And then he said, in fact, the only other time we've seen it in the modern era, Dave Winfield on April 13th, 1991. So again, Kyle Schwarber with a game for the ages, literally.
Yeah, I mean, it's he's got it in him. Every time he walks to the plate, you're expecting a ball to be hit to the moon. Like, and I told you this before we were coming on this show, he don't hit wall scrapers. I mean, he is straight taking your pitcher, buddy. When he hits them, they are for sure when they leave the bat. And, again, this is what what's Alex Anthopoulos every time he's come on our show say, Jeff? That's why he lines his lineup full of dudes that can hit homers against good pitching. Because that's what they have to do in the playoffs to win. And that's, again, I mean, that's why I picked the Phillies to win the World Series, and I'm going to stick to it.
Well, at this point, there's absolutely no reason not to.
Well, the Astros got a little something to say about that. But
yeah, still, the Phillies. I mean, at some point, the Phillies have got to win a World Series.
You think so? It's just their time?
You think so? I mean,
well, maybe.
Doesn't it seem like it?
I mean, look, if not now, when? Like, I mean, you can't get any better talent. You got two of the best starting pitchers in baseball. You got Fuego coming out of the pen. You got three dudes the top of your lineup that, you know, people and fans would drool over on other organizations. Yeah, I mean, if not now, when?
So we've talked a little bit about Chad Green, and I said very early that to me, Chad Green's got no chance in hell of closing on a team that's serious about. That's serious about contending. I have no problem if the Jays want to bring him back next year. That's fine. But, I mean, if you're going to close in the American League East on a championship team, you got to be able to deal with lefty hitters. And as you said time and again, he really doesn't have a pitch to get lefties out, does he?
No, I mean, the four-seamer to, you know, you're basically you could see Schwarber fighting off the slider, hopefully makes a mistake with the fastball down the middle. What happened? Like, it's – you know, and that's sort of what you're seeing the game before when he gave up the three-run homer to the righty, right? It's the you battle the slider, you hope he hangs one. When he hangs it, you know, you're not going to miss that. Look, he's a good pitcher. Like, he had 15 in a row. saves. I mean, his ERA is somewhere right around 2. He's throwing harder. He's got consistent velocity. The slider, for the most part, up until the last couple of days, has been breaking the way he wants it to break. I just think push comes to shove, you can't pocket your closer. I mean, just that lefty hitter, ninth inning of a playoff game, you hand them the ball, throwing that slider and that elevated four-seamer, that for me is going to be a tough sell. So they're bringing him back, and he's going to get a chance, right? Jordan Romano, there's a bunch of unknowns. You think they're, Jeff, for real, going to go out and get themselves a nice little fresh closer? That's a no-brainer. I mean,
might be dreaming. Where would you put that in your to-do list, fifth or sixth?
I mean, it's got to be third. Two thumpers and a closer, and now we cooking with gravy. There you go.
You think these guys are capable of pulling that off? And by these guys, I mean this front office.
I think it's going to take some creativity. I think they're – look, Jeff, you don't have to sit around and think what this team needs. Like you can see how much more fun it is to watch them hit homers if they can do this consistently all year with dudes who have done it before, and then you want to sprinkle in these young guys who are hungry and trying to make their way because they're young, they're athletic, they got bat speed, they can play defense, they can play multiple positions. You can sprinkle them in a little easier if they went out and got that. For me, it's right in front of them. There ain't no sitting around thinking about it anymore. Like, you need two thumpers and a closer. I mean, it's real self-explanatory. You want to win? You want to go make a little decent run? I'm not saying to go win a World Series because of that, because they're going to have to get Bo Bichette back doing Bo Bichette things. But I think for me, if you want to make a decent little run at it, those three things are top of the list.
416-870-0590, *590. It is a losing edition of Blue Jays Talk, at least on the field. 10-9, the Phillies have beaten the Blue Jays. The Blue Jays wasting 6-1 and 8-4 leads. 590-590 is our text line as well. Cam from Red Deer, Alberta. Did we not walk Judge for doing the same thing Schwarber is doing? This is crazy how we pitch anything near the plate to him. I mean, with all due respect, Cam, Kyle Schwarber hasn't, as we said, hasn't hit a home run since August 14th. I mean, I don't know, Kevin, after a couple of home runs, do you change the way you're going to pitch to him?
I
know how I feel about it. If I was in a pennant race, maybe. But I want to see what guys can do. I'm more interested in seeing what guys can do.
Yeah, they know what Chad can do. They know what the problem is. I mean, we had John on. I said, hey, you want to, you know, I don't want to say force him to throw a split finger, but, you know, push him in the direction. And he said he was trying that when he was injured. And I get the first two guys out in front of him. I mean, that's where you start. You give up a solo homer, tip your hat, say congratulations. Thanks for coming. Take your three solo shots and – you know, take it to the showers. That's what it is, right? When a dude's hot, you ain't going to ask your closer to pitch around nobody. This gets back to my point. Like, you want to contend, you want to beat good teams, you can't pocket your closer. You can't be massaging your way around three outs. It's got to be my muscle against your muscle. And, you know, for the most part, he's been okay. It's just those good hitters in those big moments. How comfortable, seriously, do you really feel?
416-870-0590, *591, 888-666-0590. Let's take a break, come back to the phone lines, and hear from the manager, John Schneider. It's Blue Jays Talk on the Sportsnet Radio Network.
You know, it's a slider to Royce Lewis that barely gets out, you know, and then it's good hitters, you know, fouling off tough pitches. They all did. You know, from Schwarber to Stott to Clemens, you know, they all fouled off a lot of good pitches. You chuck it up to baseball. You know, Chad's been reliable for us this year. He's been reliable his entire career. So, you know, it's tough games back-to-back, but no hesitation to put him back out there.
And just on Addison, do you have any more details? I think it was left knee discomfort.
Yeah, no more details right now. He's going to get reevaluated later tonight and tomorrow. It was on that play, that double play at second, kind of banged into Turner there. You know, stayed in for a little bit, but it got a little bit more sore as the game went. So I think we'll know more tomorrow.
All right, that is John Schneider, manager of the Toronto Blue Jays, talking about his team's 10-9 or significant aspects of his team's 10-9 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies. At the Rogers Center, it is Blue Jays Talk with Blair and Barker. A reminder, tomorrow's first pitch is at 3:07. Blair and Barker will be on following the game and on Sportsnet 590 The Fan and Sportsnet. And you can send out your questions or comments to the back leg line, and also text us at 590-590 tomorrow. So that was John Schneider talking about Chad Green. Again, back-to-back tough outings for Chad Green. You know, at this stage of the year, obviously, if you're John Schneider, you're going to bring Chad Green back. I mean, there's really the next time a save situation presents itself, I would think there's not certain you have any other options. And this, you know, it's funny because Josh in Kelowna, BC, sent this text in before we heard from John Schneider, and I'm presuming Josh listens to Blair and Barker. He said the bullpen blows another lead. Do you think the front office gave up too soon by not improving the bullpen this year at the trade deadline? I mean, Josh, I wouldn't talk about improving it at the trade deadline. I think they should have improved it in May when it was obvious that they weren't going to have Jordan Romano. I don't remember at any point anybody suggesting Jordan Romano's injury was going to do anything other than keep him out for most of the year. So Jordan Romano's hurt. Yimi Garcia's hurt. And, yeah.
Crickets.
I mean, maybe there wasn't a deal to be made out there. But it seems to me as if it's, in effect, you're punting on the season. And as it turns out, you're punting early in a season where, I mean, there's not a lot of juggernauts out there right now. You know, there really aren't. This might have been a season to not punt.
Yeah, I mean, you could squeak into the playoffs and make a decent run, right? I mean, it's all about momentum. The Diamondbacks, if they've shown you anything, all you got to do is just get in. You get in, you got really nothing to lose. You're playing with house money. I mean, you get out there, you get a couple offensive dudes hot, a couple of pitchers pitching the way they're supposed to be. I'm with you 100%, Jeff.
You talked about Dalton Varsho, and this was John Schneider when he was asked about Dalton Varsho's improved performance.
A lot, you know. I think just kind of his command of the zone has been better, and you know the power is obviously kind of ticking back up. He's got all the power in the world, and just there's a whole lot more contact. I feel like I think of Varsho's at bats when he's moving the ball forward, he's usually pretty damn good. So I think he's made a few small adjustments in terms of his setup and things like that to kind of free himself up. But dynamic player that just gets under, you know, overlooked and underrated. You know, you look up at the end of the year, he's a really, really good player.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, anyone to take, say, a little thing here, defensively, he's a really good player. I think in terms of hitting, he's still a work in progress. I want to ask you this, Kevin. John Schneider did say in the weekend that Dalton Varsho has been dealing with a shoulder issue. Uh-huh. And it's one of the reasons they gave him a day off they gave everybody a day off on Sunday, but that was one of the reasons they gave him a day off.
It's not going to let that go, are you?
It's not that I'm not going to let it go. It's a fact. I don't care about it. I have no problem with
well,
them.
It's the third time today you brought it up, so obviously you care about it.
I don't care about it.
You basically said it was a Sarasota trip in spring training.
Well, it was. And my Twins won 4-3, so I should do it again. Twins need all the help they can get. I'm not picky. Is there any way, Kevin, that he may have been compensating for the injury and he may have stumbled onto something?
No, I don't think it works that way. I think John mentioned about John's real careful about telling anybody about what's going on mechanically, just in case it doesn't work. Yeah, they don't want to back themselves into a corner and, you know, have to live with what they're trying to change. Look, he's closed himself off this lower half a little bit, which will start him already sort of the direction he wants the ball to go. It's just how do you keep your hands inside the ball consistently and keep the barrel in the hitting zone longer? Well, we've seen that the last couple of weeks. And to John's point, that helps when you swing at the right pitch. I just think thinking big part of the field gives you a chance. When you have a chance because you have power and you have enough bat speed and you have enough talent and you're an everyday player, things tend to work out more times than not. So right now I think he's earned it. I think he's went through so much tinkering that I just think he's found sort of a happy spot that he don't have to go up mentally, have a checklist, and you can actually see him as a fan mentally working through it. Now it's just I'm standing in the right spot, everything's going to go and end up where it should end up.
There you go.
How'd I do?
You did well.
Well, John ain't going to tell you. I will. How's that?
Of course, John's not going to say anything.
No, never.
10-9, the Philadelphia Phillies come back to beat Barker's Blue Jays. 3:07 will be the first pitch tomorrow at the Rogers Center. Blair and Barker will be along following the game to take all your calls and texts. We'll take all your anger, your bitterness.
Nah, they're
We're
winning.
Here for you.
Pitcher of the month is throwing tomorrow.
Oh, I forgot. The pitcher of the month is throwing tomorrow. That's right. So it'll be
a winning edition.
It's a winning edition of Blue Jays Talk tomorrow. A winning edition of Blair and Barker, whatever you want to call it. Not tonight, though. 10-9, the Phillies coming back to beat the Blue Jays. Thank you for listening to Blue Jays Baseball, brought to you by the local family-owned Crown Rust Control Centers in Chatham and lovely Wallaceburg, Ontario. Protect your vehicle from rust today. Find your local family-owned Crown at crown.com, Canada's number one rust protection.